Log entry 3-TAC-459 Alpha, Caldwell, Liam. One of the colonists has gone missing, a young woman. She disappeared just before nightfall near the edge of the forest outside our perimeter wall. She was with another when she vanished. They were both part of a collection team. This is the first incident since our establishment, first time since Ashboro. I had hoped we would have avoided any disturbances, at least until we were more settled. As soon as I got the news, I alerted the council and ordered Cash to gather a few good people and start a search. If this is something more serious, I don't want him taking only his security forces. Why told him to recruit a few from the labor parties? We don't need soldiers right now. We need eyes. It would have been preferred if we had the drones operational by now, or the rovers. Neither can be trusted. I don't know if it's the atmosphere or the precipitation, or just faulty Oasis equipment, but we can't delay our search until they're repaired. Besides, we should be able to replace when the supply ship arrives in 2 days. Either way, we can't wait that long. The search party will go on foot, but I'll be damned if they're not heavily armed. The colonist's name was Annabelle Gordon.
Science log, entry A9, Dr. Lauren Wood. The atmosphere on Kailus is similar to that of Earth. Nitrogen level is approximately 81%. Oxygen is 17%. The remaining 3% is made up of a familiar mix of argon, carbon dioxide, and hydrogen. Air pressure at sea level is 14.5 pounds per square inch. It's remarkable how well suited the environment is to sustain human life, especially here at the New Oasis colony. The regional climate is cooler than Earth average. Daily temperatures do not fluctuate. Average lows are around 11 degrees Celsius, and highs remain below 20. There's much more precipitation here. It's rained every day since our shuttle wave. This could be because this hemisphere is in the winter season, although historical data from weather surveillance satellites indicate this region will experience very little weather changes during seasonal shifts. Due to the cloud cover, we haven't seen the sun. Daylight lasts for only 9 of the 22 hours that make up a day on Kailus. The amount of moisture has resulted in abundant vegetation. I've dedicated most of my time to understanding the plant life and makeup of the soil. Governor Caldwell has made it clear the number one priority of our biological research is food crops. While I have found that the soil contains all of 17 essential elements, there are some imbalances in the secondary macronutrients, but I believe this can be corrected with proper amendments, proving the soil more than suitable for growing earth plants like corn, potatoes, carrots, and others. I've been working with the labor foreman to oversee the planting of crops from the seeds we have in store. This has been long overdue. One other note. There's a fungus native to this area that has me concerned. It is dark red in color and grows quite quickly. I first discovered it on a decomposing branch outside our colony, but it doesn't appear to be selective in choosing its host. It also grows near the roots of the grass and can be regularly found at the base of our colony walls. There is no evidence yet that this fungus is malignant, but its aggressive nature makes me cautious. Several samples have been collected, so I can conduct further analysis. In the meantime, I've instructed the labor crews that they should be watchful for any sign of it in the crop beds and to notify me immediately if found.
My dear Mr. Park, apologies for not messaging you sooner. It seems that while I may have great ability in matters of business, my body is not well suited for space travel. Since our arrival and resuscitation from hibernation, I've been bedridden with a terrible case of nausea. I'll spare you the details, but the doctor informs me this is not unusual for new arrivals, especially considering the length of time we were under while in transit. Whatever the reason, today was the first day in the last week I felt like my old self, so it made sense to message you and provide a status of the situation here on Kylus. First, let me spare you any suspense. The new Oasis colony, or Nauk, isn't much to speak of yet. It's more rustic than I'd expected. For coming on the fourth wave, I'd have thought they'd be more accomplished by this point. What I've found here can only be described as a cross between an underfunded military outpost and a gypsy camp. Some scrappy, cobbled structures, separated and connected by some crude dirt roads, most of which have turned to mud because of the constant rain. This afternoon, I climbed up to a lookout to take in the view. I have to say, our location and landscape is much more striking than the ugly smattering of buildings. On one side of us, which I believe is east, is a rocky coastline and what looks to be an ocean. On all others, an open field of high grass, and beyond this, a forest. It's striking, but somewhat gloomy considering the overcast skies. I'm anxious to get out into this new country, to charge headlong into those dark forests and chart my path through these undiscovered lands. Oasis brought me here to oversee their operations, and I surely intend to get these back on track as soon as possible. It's my understanding a mining site hasn't been identified yet, and in fact, the discovery expeditions haven't even begun. Naturally, the board knew there would be delays, otherwise they wouldn't have given me this assignment, but I don't think they truly understood exactly how far behind schedule this entire operation has fallen. I get that there are expected setbacks after what happened at Ashboro, but we can't always remain so cautious. They've dictated that excavation of known precious metals and discovery of new resources should begin as soon as the colony is sustainable. Well, the Nauk may look like a refugee camp, but it appears sustainable enough to start making money to me. All of that said, despite the lack of progress and unrefined condition, I appreciate the spirit here. I believe it's what one could have expected from a frontier town in the American West. It's a feeling of adventure, Mr. Park, of destiny, and ripe fortunes. Between you and me, I intend to take full advantage of the opportunity afforded me by being here. Oasis will have their mining operation. They'll have their gold, their steel, and whatever precious metals I can tear from this fertile new country. They'll have their monopoly on trade. But what they will not have, however, is the knowledge and power I will gain by being here, by seeing things firsthand. Everything Oasis will learn, I'll know first. Every opportunity that arises, anything they did not anticipate, I will have first crack at it. I intend to keep close confidence with you on these matters. Take care.
Log entry 3-TAC-459, Bravo, Caldwell, Liam. It wasn't long before Cash returned with a handful of people, an odd mix of grunts and scrawny kids. They couldn't be much older than teenagers. We gave them a small loadout, a rifle, poncho, headlamps, and a survival pack of one day's supply of food. My orders were concise. I didn't want them going far. The surrounding forests are still largely unexplored, and I don't need to lose more people needlessly. I split them into two groups. One to search the forest edge only, and look for any signs of tracks around the field perimeter. The other will go into the woods and proceed to Delta Point. I was explicit they go no further. This isn't an expedition. It isn't an exploration or photo tour. The goal is to be as fast and as thorough as they can manage. I took Apollo to the western edge of the colony and stood by the gate to see them off. Like any good dog, he could sense my solemn mood. We both watched quietly as they disappeared into the forest. Clouds were forming over the tops of the trees. Looks like a storm is coming in. just like every day here.
Personal log, Dr. Lauren Wood. I've been informed one of the colonists is unaccounted for. I learned this when the security officer, Lieutenant Cash, came to inquire about the outbound search equipment, to see if I had made any headway in its repair. I told him I had not. I could have told him this wasn't going to change anytime soon, given I'm a biologist and not a mechanic, or an electrician, but I bit my tongue. I'm sure he had to ask. I know it'd be a hell of a lot easier to conduct a search if they had the drones. This damn Oasis equipment. All of it has been faulty since we've arrived. The rover's engines won't turn over, and the drones' initial reconnaissance flights have all resulted in communications and power failures. We can't keep them in the air for longer than a few minutes before they malfunction. No one could understand what was causing the problem, but everyone keeps looking to me to fix it. We were supposed to have a field technician. We were at least supposed to have a robotics engineer. That was supposed to be Amy's job, because that had been her field, not mine. I wish she were here.
Hey, little brother. It's me, Will. I hope you get this. Of course, I'm not sure when you'll get it. Even if the rain doesn't disrupt the comm link to the satellite, it'll still take years before transmission reaches you. Even so, leaving these messages makes you feel closer. I know it's been a little while since my last transmission. You'll never guess where I am right now. Or what I'm doing. It's night out, and I'm sitting in the middle of the blackest, wettest forest you've ever seen. I guess we're about 10 to 15 kilometers from our colony here on Kailuz. I'm not alone. There's 8 of us, all part of a search party. That's why we're out here anyway. But I'm getting way ahead of myself. I think I mentioned in my last message that I was part of the general detail party at New Oasis. It's not terrible work, not much to challenge your mind, but they do keep us busy. There are no days off either. It's construction work mostly. Usually it's pretty dull. But today, something happened. You see, a few of us were doing welds on the perimeter fortifications this afternoon when Cash, he's this big fella that's been handling security, comes walking up to all of us and says, "We've been reassigned." We usually take our orders from the foreman, but we all knew Cash as the security authority, so no one bothered to argue. Besides, the guy is built like an Alabama defensive end. He tells us one of the colonists had disappeared earlier today, and we've all been officially drafted as part of the search mission. Next thing I know, he's handing out gear, and the governor himself is giving us orders. He says we're going all the way to Delta Point. And I know everyone is thinking the same thing, but no one says it. This girl disappeared near the woods. The unexplored woods. And we're supposed to just go charging in, with no drone cover, without transport. I mean, no one wants to look like a coward, but we were all nervous. Hell, probably scared shitless. But no one said a thing. We kept our mouths shut and followed Cash right into the trees. We trudged through these woods for hours. There are no paths here, and where the trees don't grow so close together, there's tangled, damp overgrowth. Sometimes it was so dense, you couldn't see the man a few feet in front of you. I don't know how you could expect to find somebody in all of this. Still, we did our best, each of us looking for any kind of trace. Tracks, a piece of clothing, maybe even blood. All of us called out her name, Annabelle. It was pitch black when we got to Delta Point. That's where we are now, huddled in our tents while we wait out the rain and try to sleep through the night. Cash didn't want to go back in the dark. I don't blame him. None of us want to try to make our way back through that tangle at night. Still, none of us wanted to stay in these woods either. Everyone's on edge. Not because we didn't find the girl, but because of what we did find. Two things, actually. The first was one of our drones. It was nose down in a clearing about a kilometer back. It was one of the new Type DX3200s. From the look of the scattered debris, it had taken a sudden dive. It was like something had snatched it suddenly out of the sky, like the forest had claimed it. The exposed metal had already begun to rust. The second thing we found was here, at Delta Point. The first sign of Annabelle. It was laying on the ground between the trunks of two trees, like it was placed for us to find. It was a canvas backpack. We all recognized the kind. It's a standard item issued to all colonists. We all have them. They all have our names stenciled to the back. No one wanted to believe it, but no one was surprised when we saw this one bore the name A. Gordon. We passed it between one another so each of us could examine it. Like I said before, it must be at least 10 kilometers from where she disappeared. That pack didn't get here by accident. It was about then that the rain really started to come down. And it hasn't stopped since. Anyway, I need to get some sleep. Take care, kid. If I make it back to the Nock, I'll message again soon. Like I said, I hope you get this. I trust you will.
Is this Elizabeth Devereaux, the writer?
I was a reporter for the Globe, if that's what you mean.
I might have a story for you, if you're interested.
And what would that be about?
Murder.
I adored Mr. Croft. We trusted each other.
His work had the potential to change how we thought about our place in the universe.
Aiden was different. He was exciting, a real alpha man, and that's my type, obviously.
I'd known him since we both were undergrads at Harvard. We didn't exactly run in the same sort of crowd back then.
He said he was worried Aiden's life was in danger. The threats had been made.
It was a mess. There were 8 stab wounds in the back, and the throat was cut. Oh, there was a lot of blood.
I want you to interview the suspects and tell me who's lying.
You were the last person to see him alive.
Other than the murderer, you mean?
Aiden collected Rothko's to hang on his bathroom wall. We didn't exactly run in the same circles.
You think I finally had enough and stabbed him to death? Cut his throat?
I don't want you to contact her again. She called me last night. She was hysterical.
Aiden could be a real bastard, but that doesn't mean I wanted him dead.
At the time, I didn't think much of it, but I noticed one of the steak knives was missing.
It was filled with books and paintings about the occult. Pentagrams and pyramids.
But there were accusations.
No matter what anyone says or thinks, I always respected Aiden Croft.
There was a bad energy. Aiden's death was not the first, nor was it the last.
You're talking about the affair.
You know about that?
There was someone spying on Croft.
I asked you to speak with the guests. It sounds like you're digging up more bodies.
This isn't about finding out who was in the library with the candlestick. There's no way anyone was in the room.
You see, the means and the motives weren't the problem with this case. That night, no one had the opportunity.
From the creator of the Oasis Transmissions comes a new original story, Seven Suspects, an audio fiction whodunit. Follow each episode to unravel who's lying, who's telling the truth, and who murdered Aiden Croft. Seven Suspects. Listen and subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you stream your podcasts.
Memory is a maze, unique to each of us. Through this practice, we explore our pasts and make a better life possible. Let's begin.
Have you ever heard of something called Ignota?
Sorry, no, but I'm sure as hell interested.
He encouraged these lucid experiences.
I'm on a beach. The island. I think so. It's cold.
Morgan, I heard from Caleb.
I'm living in an alternate timeline. So are you.
I'm not ashamed of a false reality.
You said this was for a TV program?
Better, a podcast.
Hello, traveler. Thank you for your interest. We've been expecting you. A session will be held this Friday. Do not be late. If you lose your way, ask for help up.
I found my love in Avalon, beside the bay.
I want you to record the whole thing.
Someone like that can be dangerous to our group, our community.
Do you realize what kind of trouble you got your friend into?
Every night, my dreams were nightmares.
These people are dangerous.
It's only the beginning. Every journey starts with one step.
So I think I'll travel on to Avalon.
Close your eyes. A new original story. Listen and subscribe on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you stream your podcasts.